So once again, at the behest of no one, another audio boo from me to you. Every year that I've taught, which is going on 19 now, I guess, 19, maybe 20, before the start of the year, I have read the same book. Read a lot of books, but this one, I don't know, it helps me. It helps me gain a particular focus that I need to do what I do. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it's been around for ages. Many of you have read it, I'm sure. I just wanted to read one little part of that, which I think is interesting for the people of Twitter, who I want to thank, by the way. So here you go. Whenever you go out of doors, draw the chin in, carry the crown of the head high, and fill the lungs to the utmost. Drink in the sunshine. Greet your friends with a smile and put soul into every hand clasp. Do not fear being misunderstood, and do not waste a minute thinking about your enemies. Try to fix firmly in your mind what you would like to do. And then, without veering off direction, you will move straight to the goal. Keep your mind on the great and splendid things you would like to do. And then, as the days go gliding by, you will find yourself unconsciously seizing upon the opportunities that are required for the fulfillment of your desire, just as the coral insect takes from the running tide the element it needs. Picture in your mind the able, earnest, useful person you desire to be, and the thought you hold is hourly transforming you into that particular individual. Thought is supreme. Preserve a right mental attitude, the attitude of courage, frankness, and good cheer. To think rightly is to create. All things come through desire, and every sincere prayer is answered. We become like that on which our hearts are fixed. Carry your chin in and the crown of your head high. We are gods in the chrysalis. Thank you, friends. You've been good to me, and I hope whatever endeavor comes next for you is a successful one.